This upcoming look at your news for the hour is being brought to you now courtesy of Al Hansen Motors of downtown Bad Axe, the Thumbs only used car dealership with a full line service department. Taking a look first at your news for today, a mid-Michigan community is once again confronting a deadly case that's been unfolding for several months now. In Saginaw, a 34-year-old man is now facing a charge of open murder in connection with a fatal shooting that occurred last summer. Prosecutors say the victim, 33-year-old Corey McDaniel, was shot inside his own home on South Porter Street on the evening of July the 3rd. The suspect, Robert Bell, was already in custody earlier this fall on unrelated gun and drug charges. But in a twist, those charges were recently dropped, which led to his release. That freedom, however, did not last long. Just 2 days later, new charges tied to McDaniel's death were filed, and Bell was taken back into custody over the weekend and remains behind bars without bond. Authorities have not yet released additional details about what led up to the shooting, but the case is now moving forwards in court. And another news for today. Some changes are happening in the village of Akron, with two letters of resignation being submitted. One resignation was from village trustee Deb Meyer, resigning from the council. There were also four letters of interest in the open council seat that were submitted. And although some of the council would have liked to have met the prospective candidates in person, none of them were at the meeting. And because of that, their letters of interest were instead reviewed. The council selected Julie Carr as a trustee to replace Meyer because they felt like she would be the best fit for the open seat. Also, DPW supervisor Marv Hasso resigned that position that he's held for several years. And there was a discussion about making some changes to the front of the hall, suggesting that the concrete in front of the hall be redone by removing the old concrete and replacing it with new stuff. The estimated cost of doing that was $5,063. However, no action was taken regarding that proposal. And during the meeting, it was also announced that some of the firemen had completed their CPR and AED refresher courses. You're listening to WLEW and WHST, and we'll return with a look at some further news right after this.
Are you tired of shopping for cars online, and when you get there, you find out there's dock fees and finance fees too? Hi, this is Tyler Hansen with Al Hansen Motors. We never charge dock fees or finance fees. The price you see is the real deal, and we're always open to reasonable negotiation. This week we have a couple gas savers ready to take home so you can save in the lot and at the pump. The first is a 2017 Chevy Cruze that gets up to 40 miles per gallon. It has heated cloth seats, Bluetooth remote start, a backup camera, and WeatherTech floor mats. It only has 78,000 miles, and you can drive it home for just $12,580. The other is a 2017 Ford Fusion that gets up to 32 miles per gallon. It has Bluetooth, backup camera, cloth seats, and it has 123,000 miles. We're asking $99.80. If you need more space, we have a 2021 Chevy Blazer LT Redline. It's all-wheel drive and loaded with options. A 360-degree backup camera, dual power seats, Android Auto and Apple CarPlay, power liftgate, and much more. Come take it for a test drive to see for yourself. With 54,000 miles, you can drive it home for just $22,980. And last up for this week, I have a 2020 Chevy Traverse LT. It's also all-wheel drive, and it's a great third-row SUV with a ton of safety features and a 3.6 V6 engine. With 93,000 miles, we're asking $23,480.
You're back with WLEW and WHST. Returning now to your news for the hour. On March the 21st at 9:40 p.m., deputies responded to the 5600 block of Flinchbaugh Road after a residential fire was reported by an alarm company. When deputies arrived on the scene, the home was fully engulfed in flames and one occupant was still inside. Multiple area fire departments responded to the scene along with Tri-Hospital EMS. Unfortunately, the 65-year-old male resident did not survive the fire. The scene was then turned over to the St. Clair County Sheriff's Office detectives for further investigation into the fire's cause. And in other news for today, in a case that has shaken a Michigan community to its core, a Lapeer County mother will spend the rest of her life behind bars after a heartbreaking chain of decisions led to her teenage son's death. A judge handed down a life sentence without parole to 43-year-old Elizabeth Dubois, convicting her of felony murder. The ruling follows a jury's decision earlier this year after a lengthy trial that laid out years of missed chances to try and save her son, Austin, who prosecutors say suffered from a rare and treatable form of throat cancer, one that showed clear warning signs. A visible lump on his neck continued to grow over time, alarming relatives who repeatedly urged Dubois to seek medical help. But those pleas, according to investigators, went unanswered. Instead, authorities described a pattern of avoidance, excuses about time, money, and other barriers, while Austin's condition continued to worsen. And by the time he died in 2019, he weighed only 83 pounds. Medical experts later confirmed that with timely care, Austin's cancer could have been treated and possibly even cured. The court also imposed an additional sentence for child abuse to be served alongside the life term. During sentencing, Dubois asked the judge to overturn the verdict, but that request was denied. As the case closes in court, it leaves behind difficult questions and a community grappling with how such a preventable loss could have happened. Dubois is expected to try and appeal the conviction. You're listening to WLEW and WHST, and that was a look at your news for the hour. For the latest Thumb Area news anytime, you can always go online to thumbnet.net. That newscast has been brought to you now courtesy of Al Hansen Motors of downtown Bad Axe, the Thumb's only used car dealership with a full-line service department.